Welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for March 31st comes from Leviticus 2 and 3. The grain offering of Leviticus 2 and the peace offering of Leviticus 3 were sacrifices of praise, not atonement. They were made to remember and celebrate something that Yahweh had done for the worshiper. So, the grain offering was often made as a way to honor Yahweh with the first fruits of a harvest, according to Leviticus 2, verses 14 through 16. That is God's regular, ongoing provision in the life of his people. The memorial portion, mentioned in Leviticus 2, verse 2, 9, and 16, was burned up on the altar to remember God's faithfulness in the harvest, and Yahweh gave the rest of the offering to the priests as food. The peace offering, on the other hand, was a feast in which all God's people participated. A worshiper would bring a peace offering and tell the whole congregation what God had done for him. Then all God's people would eat in fellowship with one another in the presence of God to celebrate the peace that God had made with and for his people. The peace offering was the holy meal eaten by the elders in the presence of God in Exodus 24, verses 9 through 11. And it foreshadows our meal with God during the Lord's Supper. But the first sacrifice named in Leviticus, the burnt offering in Leviticus chapter 1, was perhaps the most important to Israel's worship. This was the primary sacrifice that Israel offered to make atonement for their sins, and it was the atoning sacrifice offered when Yahweh renewed his covenant with Israel on Mount Sinai in Exodus 24, verse 5. Worshippers would lay their hands on the head of the offering they were bringing, ceremonially transferring their own sins onto the animal, and then the animal would be wholly burned up as a sign that the worshippers were completely surrendered to God and that God had completely accepted the worshippers. Charles Spurgeon captures the essence of the burnt offering well in one of his sermons. He says this: "When a man brought his bullock or his goat or his lamb, he put his hand on it, and as he knew that the poor creature must die, he thus acknowledged that he himself deserved death. The victim fell in the dust, struggling, bleeding, dying. The offerer confessed that death from the almighty hand was due to him. And oh, when a man comes to that, when he confesses that he cannot deliver himself, but has so sinned as to deserve to be cursed of God and judged to feel the horrors of the second death, then is he brought into a condition in which the great sacrifice will be precious to him. Then will he lean hard upon Christ and with broken heart acknowledge that the chastisement which fell upon Jesus was such as he deserved, and he will be amazed that he has not been called upon to bear it." Today, acknowledge your deep guilt before God, lean hard upon Christ, and praise him for his goodness in giving you life through his Son. Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study podcast. You can get more free Bible study resources by liking Free Daily Bible Study on Facebook at www.facebook.com/freedailybiblestudy.